And now I would like to invite the children to come up. We've got several here today, and I'm going to tell the story of Easter again. Come on up. Hi. All right. Yeah, I think hanging on to Dad's a good idea. All right, now Heidi, you saw these last week. These are the eggs that help us to tell the Easter story. So Heidi, if I forget, I need you to help me, right? Okay, so this is a story that we tell every year, but we need to make sure that we all know how to tell this story. And so we've got these fun little eggs to help us tell the story here. All right, how can eggs do that? That is a very good question. Well, by what they have inside is going to help us. We are going to start with this. So this is the story of the last week of Jesus' life. And he and his disciples came to Jerusalem, and it was a very special time of year. They called it Passover, and they all gathered together for a meal. So this egg tells us that they gathered together and that Jesus ate a meal with his disciples and that he broke the bread and gave it to them and said, "This is my body which is given for you." And that's the origin of when we do communion. All right, so that's our first one. We'll leave that one open there to remember. And let's see, the second one is the very next day after that, they arrested Jesus. And they took him to the cross. And they put him on the cross, and he died there. They nailed him on the cross. So we've got a big cross up front to remind us. So every church has got crosses in them to remind them that this is what Jesus did for us. And sometimes we wear crosses around our neck. I've got one around my neck. Let's see. Where is it? There it is. That's kind of a different cross, but it's still a cross, right? Yeah. All right, so let's see what is next. So he died on the cross. Then, after he had died, they took his body down, and then they wrapped it up in a cloth. They kind of wrapped it up just like that. And then they laid him in a tomb. And let's see what's in here. Then they took a big stone and they rolled the stone over the entrance to the tomb so that nobody could get into it. And that way, nobody could steal his body. So all this has happened leading up to Easter. And then Easter morning, all the people, the ladies that had followed Jesus, and I think there were maybe some men too, you don't know, they went to the tomb and they were looking for Jesus' body. They were going to bury it properly. And they went, and what's there? What's in there? There is nothing in there. There is nothing in the tomb. And they later saw Jesus and realized that he had risen. And that's why we celebrate Easter, because we say the tomb is empty and Jesus is risen. And so he has risen and he has brought us salvation and he has forgiven us from our sins. So the empty tomb is very important for us. So this is one way that we remember to tell the story every year. So I'm teaching it to you so that you can tell other people. And if you need to make a little story for yourself using things like this, you can do that. But let's say a prayer. Dear God, thank you so much for these children and for loving them and for teaching them to love others as well and to show the world how much you love us. Bless them and keep them, and may they be given the confidence of your presence with them. We pray in Jesus' name. And we all together, we say, amen. Good job.